Com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about you, talk about your health, and talk about your life. Whatever you're struggling with, we want to talk about it. Why? Because you matter. And it comes down to lifestyle. Every single day, the greatest gift you have in the power of your hand is the ability to choose. So what kind of choices are you making now, today? Because it doesn't matter what you made yesterday, it matters today. And our health is always forward moving. Yes, we're aging. Yes, we have to leave here at some point. But the question is, how well are you going to live? How well are you going to take care of the health that you've been given? Which is a gift, by the way. Regardless of what you've done with it, doesn't matter, because you can have a brand new day today. We want to help you, really empower you and equip you to live a better life. And that's what it's all about. So on this show, if you want to call, talk about whatever it is, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, you know, mood swings, depression, all this stuff, we can talk about it. If you've got a friend, a family member, a loved one that's dealing with it as well, we'll talk about it as well. Now, I know you probably go to your doctor fairly often. At least if you don't, we need to talk about that. But what about group appointments? So when you're visiting the doctor, there may be strength in numbers, they're saying. In recent years, a growing number of doctors have begun holding group appointments, seeing up to a dozen patients with similar medical concerns all at once. Advocates of this approach say that such visits allow doctors to treat more patients, spend more time with them, you know, even outside of the one-on-one, increase appointment availability time, and improve health outcomes. So some group appointments see as a way to ease the looming physician shortages. According to a study published in December, meeting countries' healthcare needs will require nearly 52,000 additional primary care physicians by 2025. More than 8,000 of that total will be needed for more than 27 million people newly insured under the Affordable Care Act. So with Obamacare, we're going to get a lot of previously uninsured people coming into the system. And interestingly enough, I'm pretty, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. Well, Edward Knopfinger, who developed the group visit model and consults with providers on their implementation with that approach, doctors can be more efficient and patients can have more time with their doctors. So it's almost like a little mini small group, which would actually be a good concept. Now, the privacy is one issue, obviously, people will be concerned about. But what do you think about it? What do you think? Do you think it would be a good idea? Why don't you let me know? Some of the most successful shared appointments, they say, bring together patients with the same chronic condition, such as diabetes or heart disease. For example, in a diabetes group visit, the doctor might ask everyone to remove their shoes so he can examine their feet for sores or signs of infection, among other things. Typical session lasts up to 2 hours. And in addition to answering questions and examining patients, a doctor often leads a discussion assisted by a nurse. They say insurance on these types of things typically covers a group appointment just as it would an individual appointment. So there's really no change in your copay amount. Insurers generally focus on the level of care provided rather than whether it's provided or how many people are in the room, Nofsinger says. Some patients say there are advantages to the group setting. Patients like the diversity of the issues discussed, and they like getting 2 hours with their doctor. There you go. It's a novel concept. Patients sign an agreement promising not to disclose what they discuss at the meeting. Although some patients are initially hesitant about the approach, doctors say their shyness generally evaporates quickly. And that's true. They say we tell people, you don't have to say anything, says Edward Shahady, who's the medical director of the Diabetes Master Clinical Program at Florida Academy of Family Physicians Foundation in Jacksonville. Shahady trains medical residents and physicians to conduct group visits with diabetes patients, but he gives them 10 minutes, and they're talking about their sex lives. gotta love it. So the group appointments may allow doctors to increase the number of patients they see and thereby boost their income. Many doctors are uncomfortable with the concept, experts say, because they're used to taking a more authoritative approach with patients rather than facilitating a discussion with them. I disagree. I think that, of course, I'm a speaker by nature, so that would be extremely comfortable for me to be in a group setting. And I think it gives the reason I love this the most. And I'm actually going to really look into this a little bit more, because it gives you a teachable moment with people. And I think that when you're in a group setting, much like a small group study or like speaking in a live event like I do, it's all about teaching at that point. Doctor means teacher. That's what we're called to do. And there you go. I mean, this just said it right here. This is what we're used to in medicine. It's that doctors don't want to do this, they say, because they're used to taking a more authoritative approach, meaning shut up, sit there, don't say anything, and just do what I tell you to do. Where in a group facilitating situation, you're forced to teach about a topic, get off your lazy rear end and stop being a dictator, and actually teach them something and facilitate discussion, which increases learning. That's where this whole thing is headed. I'm telling you that right now. And, I mean, it's just, I like it. I like the model. And I think it may be forcing primary care docs to do it, but I think it's going to put us in a group setting model where people are going to learn. And we need people to be educated about their health. And you're not going to lose revenue. Physicians are not going to lose revenue if people become smarter. The internet is there. And Dr. Google is well educating everybody for free. And you're on there and they're learning about stuff and they're having millions of questions, which is why healthcare media has really taken off. And, I mean, it's a platform that allows a doctor to stretch themselves, I believe, to become a teacher, to really push out a little bit more themselves, maybe stretch themselves. Maybe they're introverted. Well, that's okay, but, you know, it's kind of like going beyond your comfort zone for others. And think about the impact you have. If you're a physician, you've got all this knowledge, and you go one-on-one with people, it's, you know, there's not a lot of teaching that goes on. Here, take this, and that's it. You get in a group setting, you've got to explain things out so everybody understands. And if one person's got, you know, a big neuropathy going on, and they have diabetes, and the other person doesn't, they don't even know what a neuropathy is, they can actually learn what it is from the person that has it, and it might motivate them to really stick to their medicine, to change their diet, to see how things bad can get. So there's a lot of teachable moments in this that I think could really improve people's health. Again, success in a group, whether it's weight loss or Alcoholics Anonymous, whatever, success in a group setting for whatever you're dealing with is like 75% greater than by yourself. So the group setting concept is actually a really good idea. So I like it a lot. Jake Padilla of Westminster, Colorado, another piece of this study, said that this is where things are headed, so we need to get used to it. I agree. That is where things are headed. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now. Back to the phones when we come back. More Health Coach. Radio. And just Hi America's health coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Don't forget, check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. You can also send me an email there. And don't forget, our wellness providers growing every single day. Go to mywellnessproviders.com if you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area. All right, let's go to Rebecca now. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, Dr. Asa. How you doing?
Oh, I'm living well, darling. What's going on?
I'm calling for my daughter. She had a C-section a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And she was concerned about the scar tissue. And her doctor didn't really know what to do about it. So.
Well, now, she just had the C-section or it happened a while ago? Okay. Pregnancy okay?
Yeah. Everything's fine.
Everybody's good? Okay. What did she have, a little girl or a little boy?
A girl.
Now, that's exciting. Really? Really exciting.
Oh, yeah.
So the scar tissue, is she worried about it long term, or what's her concern as far as the appearance of it?
Just, because you can have complications from the scar tissue if you don't, try to do something about it.
Well, what did the doctor tell her? Was he not too concerned about it?
He didn't really know what to do for the scar tissue.
Well, I guess I'm not understanding what you're saying. When you're saying complications, what are you concerned about? What is the what's the issue? This happens all the time, and there's not really they would have sewed her up and taken good care of her and. The body will heal. What's the main concern?
I've just heard that, sometimes, I had a friend that had a whole bunch of surgeries on her belly, and she had a whole lot of problems with scar tissue.
How many surgeries did she have? For what reason?
Hers started with a C-section.
And then how many surgeries after that?
She had, it didn't heal properly, and then they had to go back in there and... She had a whole bunch of different surgery. I can't even remember how many she had.
A whole bunch like two or a whole bunch like five?
Five, probably.
Okay, yeah. Well, first of all, your daughter is what age?
She's 30.
Okay, so she's young. And so she had a C-section, no big deal. The techniques and procedures now, pretty amazing. And as far as the body not healing or the uterus not healing properly and it creating... issues for us. She's concerned about having a second pregnancy and it going bad or something like that.
No,
not being able to.
Scar tissue in general,
There's nothing to be worried about at all. First of all, when you with something like this, if she asked her OB about it and they said it was no big deal, that's probably why they said that there was no real answer. Because. There's really not a lot of complications from the C-section unless they just completely botch it and the guy doesn't know what he's doing, which is very – that's – the training for OB is pretty intense. So rare are you going to find something that – someone that doesn't do a good job. So multiple surgeries in the same area, like five or six, like your friend had, now that could lead down the path of some complications. But one C-section, no big deal. Sometimes it could lead to some hernias. Some people have had that later on because of some weaknesses down there, but it's pretty rare. And I don't think there's that much you should worry about. If she's worried about the scarring of it, and the appearance of it. I mean, vitamin E oil is always good. Coconut oil is always good. And the more, you know, like you said, it was a couple of weeks ago. So right now, if she really gets after it and begins to put things like that on the scar from an appearance standpoint, it'll help it heal. But the body's got a pretty good mechanism for healing in general, unless she's got, you know, another condition that would keep her body from doing that. So I wouldn't worry, based on your friend's surgery and all that, I wouldn't worry, or multiple surgeries, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Because it really, like I said, the incisions are so small now for it. And, I mean, the C-sections that we did, my training, were pretty amazing. And so the deliveries were easy, and rarely did you see any kind of complication. So, and the healing process was amazing, too. If she has a really good diet, you know, plenty of omega-3 fats, healthy fats, about 25 to 30% of her diet in healthy fats, all of that would be, is going to be helpful for the healing process. But the body will do its job. Unless she's eating, you know, fast food burgers and fries every day, and she'll do well. High amounts of vitamin D within the normal range levels of whatever they recommend, your omega-3 fats, and, you know, good multivitamin to make sure she's taking in everything she needs. Those are all pretty standard of what's recommended to make sure if she's getting the right nutrition for the body to heal. I wouldn't worry too much about it. I mean, you know, then again, if your doctor's not worried about it, for the most part, you shouldn't be. So, I know you're concerned because you're a friend, but I wouldn't even go there. It sounds like she had a pretty simple, clean C-section with a good pregnancy. So, you know, and she's young. So the body's going to heal pretty. At 30, the healing ability of the skin and the different systems from an incision like that are pretty good. So keep me posted on how things go. But congratulations on your new little grandbaby. I know you've got to be excited. That is a true gift. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give me a call right now or go online. Check us out on the web at healthcoachradio.com. Quote for the day comes from Elizabeth Warnock Fernier. It says, nobody is ever met at the airport when beginning a new adventure. It's just not done. Very true. 888-283-7272. Now, remember this. The body can change, but only when you decide you want it to change. That's the key. So our choices, our lifestyle choices, matter. And the more I read, the more I study, the more I see about how lifestyle is everything, you've got to realize that the choice really lies in your hand. Don't put it all in genetics. Don't just say because grandma and grandpa had it, so you're going to have it. Don't just say because someone else dealt with a bunch of stuff, it means that you are. Remember, on the front end, the key is to know that you can live better and not dwell on the past, but focus on what's ahead. We'll be right back with more Health Talk Radio. Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible. Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What do you struggle with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. When you got an inflammatory condition of any kind, remember it all starts in the digestive tract. Clearing that out is the key. It's a huge key. Depression in kids is a hot topic. It really is, because at the end of the day, when you deal with medications and you deal with kids like that, and kids are going through tough times, whether it be stress at home, stress at school, and they're leaning toward medications, it really becomes disturbing. And it's one of the top issues, I guess, you know, among kids. I just don't like it. I don't like the fact that so many kids are getting on antidepressants, and it's just become a challenge. But anyway, depression, they're saying now, of course, it's been diagnosed in adults, but kids are really struggling with it. And there's new research now that indicates that those depressed children are more likely to be obese, smoke, and not engage in physical activity. All risk factors, really, for heart problems when they become adolescents. Well, in the new study at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis and the University of Pittsburgh revealed that of those depressed in childhood, 22% were already obese by age 16. And a third of them really smoked cigarettes daily. So look at that. And, of course, the nicotine really does well when you're dealing with these sorts of things. I mean, it replaces some of those factors when you're looking at, I mean, as far as the addictive behavior, dopamine receptors, which can make you feel good. And it's like serotonin. It's those feel-good receptors. So they're saying now that it's especially troubling since adolescents who have cardiac risk factors are much more likely to develop heart disease as adults and even to have a shorter lifespan. According to a new study, first author Robert Carney, who's a professor of psychiatry at Washington University, said that so in spite of the fact that most children studied were later treated successfully for their depression, the impact of the disease is likely to be felt later in life. Nowadays, roughly 2% of children between 6 and 12 years of age have depression. And that's pretty amazing, actually. Remarkably, it can be diagnosed in children as young as 2 or 3. Yet, even today, depression is probably underdiagnosed in children and is a diagnosis that was practically unheard of in kids before the 1980s. So that is interesting within itself. Really interesting. But so the case of Therese Burchard, whose depression during childhood went largely unnoticed, author and blogger Burchard, 42, said she experienced suicidal thoughts beginning in the fourth grade. With my parents, there was just no understanding, she said. I think it's really important to understand that depression can really affect children. Part of the problem is that signs of depression in children may be mistaken as bad behavior, growing pains, or a phase that they'll outgrow. Well, just as adults, everyday stresses, such as preparing for a test or peer pressure, can trigger normal behavioral changes in a child. And sadness is a normal emotion that each person, including children, can experience, especially when they feel frustrated, said Ben Vitello, who's a physician at the chair of the Child and Adolescent Treatment and Preventive Intervention Research Branch with the National Institute of Mental Health. There's a big difference, he said, between a child that's just being moody or difficult, and the one that's really suffering from depression, which is an illness and often requires treatment. Signs of depression, they say, pretty common, and to look for in a child are sadness that lasts most of the day and an irritable, angry mood that lasts most of the day. These signs are often accompanied by an inability to enjoy things that used to be fun, difficulty sleeping, changes in appetite, and feeling tired all the time for no medical reason. In children, particularly between ages of 9 and 12, behavior regression is quite common, which is acting younger than their age by whining or throwing temper tantrums. It's often an indication of depression. Certainly a family history of depression increases the risk, even in young children. So parents should factor in when evaluating possible signs of illness for their child. Even though I have an aunt who took her life, it still wasn't enough to really alert the adults in her life, said Burchard. But she didn't start receiving treatment for her depression that she dealt with until she was 18. So let's keep in mind that the emotions play a big role and family dynamics play a role too. So with any illness, realizing something may be wrong with your child can be heartbreaking. A lot of people will put it off. I mean, gosh, who wouldn't even think about that? But in treating the illness, obviously they want to treat the depression and understand what's causing it, number one, but also understand what can be done, number two. Now, just on my own side note for this, the antidepressants work. They do. They're a Band-Aid. They manage it. They don't fix it. And I don't know how many times you can really change the environment or completely get rid of that or alter it. But you definitely can begin to work on the environment around the child at some level. And then you can change the nutrition. So many kids are eating so much junk food today, sugar, processed flour. They're not getting any healthy fats to support healthy brain function and hormone function and neurotransmitter function. And so the brain chemistry gets all messed up. Then you got a bad environment. You got parents that are fighting, divorcing, drama at school. And it just breeds a ground for this type of behavior. And depending on how the child is wired, if they're wired to take on challenges or if they withdraw, it can get them either way. And it's really sad. And you see kids go through this. It really breaks my heart. So many things can be done nutritionally for depression. You've got to build up serotonin levels typically. And if you're working with your pediatrician, ask them about it. You know, some are trained in it, some are not. Some dietitians really know there's stuff in this area. Some don't. But if you dig around enough, you can find it. But there are so many things that you can do for depression. And we'll have some things on the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com, and we can put some things up there for you. But it's interesting how this whole thing works. And it's only, unfortunately, getting to a tougher place, I think, for so many kids and for parents, too, to be able to figure out what's going on and what they can do to support their children and help them. That's the big key overall. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. But first, we're going to go to Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hey, hello, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Well, I have a son, 16 years old. He's in relatively good health. He's kind of thin, but he's about 6 feet tall, very active, and he seems to have a lot of diarrhea, very fairly consistent. He sometimes low energy, tired. He drinks a lot of water. Sometimes seems, I don't know if he knows exactly what heartburn is, but sometimes he thinks he's got heartburn. We took him to a gastro, and they went down through the throat and looked at his stomach, and that's where we were told he has an irritated stomach. What can I do?
An irritated stomach. Now, did it come out of nowhere?
It kind of crept up, and it seemed to be coming along, you know, and I tried some things along. I took the dairy away for a while, maybe not long enough, and I tried to go gluten-free for a while. He may have cheated on that. He loves bread. But, mm-hmm. and it just didn't seem to affect it. The doctor did give him some acid suppressors, and it seemed to help a little bit.
How's he sleeping? Sleeping good or not so good?
He sleeps pretty good. Maybe he sleeps real good.
Does he sleep too much?
You know, a lot of times he's, like I say, he's very active, and a lot of times mm-hmm. he comes home after school, and he hits the bed fairly early.
Okay. His mood's pretty steady, or is he up and down?
Pretty steady. He's never been real excitable or real down. He's sometimes he's the one telling me I'm too negative and picking.
Come on, Dad.
Well, yeah. I'm afraid it's some truth there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So the thing is, it kind of comes and goes. And they went down, they scoped him, and they said everything looked pretty good. It's probably just an irritated stomach, right?
Yes.
Okay. His diet's fairly healthy. You went gluten-free for how long? When you say a little while, is that like a week or two?
No, probably 3 weeks, maybe pushing a month.
Okay. Well, let me do this. Let me go on this break. We'll come out, and I want to talk a little bit about that, because when you get into things like an irritated stomach, they don't give any diagnosis like irritable bowel or something like that. There can be some nutritional things that can be done to help. And I think that with this kind of situation where they scope him and everything's clear, there can be other factors. Now, dietary things are important, like, you know, removing gluten and dairy products for the most part. But if you've removed them and there's still a little bit of an issue, I would probably go a little bit further, and I'll talk about that when we come back. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back. More Healthy Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's
877-457-9009 or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Now, talking about irritable, well, it's not really irritable bowel, but it's irritated stomach. But it falls in the same kind of lines, Keith, with what your son's dealing with. And I was talking to you about just, you've kind of gone the route of he's having chronic or persistent diarrhea, irritated stomach. They scoped him. Everything was clear. Doctor said everything's fine. Did they give him any medicine or want him to take anything outside of something like Prevacid for acid reflux? What did they go with?
That was it. It was just
anything else?
The acid medicine.
And that was it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you cut out things in his diet and he still deals with it, then does he get more of a sour stomach, or does it come and go, or is it constant?
You know, sometimes he says right after he starts eating that, you know, he feels like, well, this doesn't really feel that good. I have tried to get him to slow down, told him he needs to eat left-handed, so maybe it'll slow him down some. But he'll eat large quantities, and he'll eat it very fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would, if you're doing the gluten-free thing you did for 3 weeks, that's a good thing to do, hands down. But you might want to do it for a longer period of time. Usually it takes about 8 weeks to get gluten out of the system, 7.5 to be exact. So when you cut that out and do it for a period of time, typically that's where you'll gain the better results. So you might want to do that for a period of time to see kind of how his body responds. Now, he's pretty young, and so something else that might be good too is to look into, and you might want to talk to his doctor as well about it, but digestive enzymes are really helpful. Those can be really good. Also, apple cider vinegar can be great at kind of mimicking the same thing some of those medications do, but it does a little bit of a different aspect of it. For example, when you take kind of a PPI or something that would reduce acid for like acid reflux, sometimes the body doesn't have enough acid anyway. And he's pretty young, so it's doubtful that would be it. But it's something you might want to look at for sure. So apple cider vinegar, look at some of the digestive enzymes. And in cutting gluten out for a longer period of time, and I know it's tough because you can't like walk to school with him and monitor everything. But maybe if you explain to him that, you know, if he's miserable enough and it doesn't feel good, then it might be worth it for him to kind of see exactly, you know, what the deal is. So if he's willing to stretch it out, you know, not eat pizza or maybe get some gluten-free items at home to kind of take the edge off for him, might be helpful. But that's kind of the route that I would go for a period of time and then see how he responds. You can let me know. You can always email me if you need to. Okay, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now. And you know, so many people, I think, struggle with different issues. One is I think that weight loss being such a hot topic right now, I'm finding that people have a hard time exercising even more than ever. I mean, I have conversations with people all the time. They don't mind changing their diet. They don't mind eating apples instead of Pop-Tarts. They don't mind eating, you know, chicken and vegetables over burgers and fries. So they don't mind making changes. But when it comes to exercise, I guess a lot of folks are just, you know, it's cold outside. There's like 101 excuses why not to do it. And the body was designed to move. We've proven now in research that if you sit, whether you're driving a truck, sitting at a desk, whatever, if you sit more than 6 hours a day, you decrease your lifespan. That's enough to get your butt out and get moving regardless. So my encouragement to so many people is to make sure that you stay active and find something you like to do. I don't care what it is. If it's outside of gardening, just don't tell me that gardening is exercise. It's not. Gardening is not exercise. Get out and walk 20 minutes a day like you're late for a flight or you're late to work. That's the pace you want. Get on a mini trampoline and jump 5 to 20 minutes a day. Get on a bike and ride. Go to the gym and work out. Get in a pool and swim. Whatever it is, find something you enjoy doing and do it on a consistent basis. And you'll find that the cardiovascular increase that you get for your body is amazing. And you'll do well and your body will thrive. And your body can get good, healthy nutrients to the cells and can do it much better. I mean, there's so many benefits from exercise. We know that. But it's getting people to follow through. And that's really the key. So exercise being such a key piece of the overall equation from the day in to day out. And, you know, a couple days a week is fine, but gosh, consistency is the key. I would rather see you do 5 days a week at 10 minutes than to do 3 days a week at like 45 minutes. Just getting it in on a consistent basis, being consistent is the key. And exercise, I can't tell you how important it is. So many studies are done on it now. We're seeing it more and more every single day, and we're seeing the value of it. So one of my favorite things to do outside, I work out a lot. I like going to the gym. But getting out, riding about, mountain biking is great. But just being active. And even going to, if you have to go to like the mall and go in and walk around the mall because of the weather where you live, then do it. But making that commitment, kind of that internal commitment, really makes a difference. And it will take you to the next level with your health all the way around. It'll give you the edge that so many people are looking for. People want to lose weight, but they don't want to do the work. They would rather take a pill and do the bypass than do the work. Not that the bypass isn't necessary in some cases, but I just hope that if you're ever considering that, that you do the work first. That's a big key. It's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. 9355 or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.